On the show today, we have California Nevada Credit Union League's chief economist, Dwight Johnston, giving us the latest credit union and spending savings report for the area, along with those rumors about a possible recession in the second half of our year. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have California Nevada Credit Union League's very own chief economist, Mr. Dwight Johnston. Dwight, how are you, sir?
Just great.
Good.
Better than the
weather. Happy post Super Bowl.
Yeah, cool. Next topic.
Next topic. You got that right. All right. Hey, next topic is actually a pretty good one. We're talking about California and Nevada Credit Union League spending and savings trends report. This is for the third quarter 2018, right?
Yeah, we'll get fourth quarter numbers, I think, in about a week or so.
Oh, okay.
We'll get that first look number.
Okay.
But there's no reason to expect anything terribly different
right.
than that. Maybe, perhaps savings could have gone up. That, depending on how much of the money that came out of the stock market found its way all the way into credit union
yeah.
land. But other than that, spending should certainly be fairly strong.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. Yeah, can you give us a quick summary on what you guys found in this latest report? Is there kind of a theme that runs through here? Or
no, just kind of very consistent growth. Overall.
Okay.
There was nothing that really stood out as, wow, this is exceptional, or this is the beginning of any new trend. This is just kind of the trends that have been in place
mm-hmm.
for the last really 5 years or so.
Well, that's good news for us, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, because I saw in there that, let's see here, credit unions are still taking on various types of first mortgages, home mm-hmm. equity loans, new and used auto loans are still happening, credit card, personal. Sounds like lending yeah. is still hitting on all that's cylinders.
Absolutely. It's still strong, especially for the larger credit unions. And, smaller ones continue to struggle for the most part, but basically medium size on up, it's been really strong. It's been a good run.
Yeah, this is a very good broken record to have, for sure. So, but in the report, you guys used a term called later stage growth cycle. Can you explain that real quick? What does that mean?
Well,
is it kind of a later stage in this cycle that we're experiencing?
Yeah, economic cycle.
Okay.
Yes, credit unions like to believe, we all like to believe that the reason they're doing so great is because they're just doing better than everybody else. But really, it's dependent on what happens to the economy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Credit unions perform overall, perhaps they can exceed, their peers, that sort of thing from time to time. But generally, it's economic cycle.
Right.
And we're probably getting somewhat near the end of that, if not very close to the end of that. A lot of that will depend on how this trade talks go over the next month. If it is settled, if it's not, that could be really Trump.
Right.
A month ago or more or less, actually a little month ago, I really thought there was not going to be a trade deal. Knowing the personalities of Trump's trade teams,
mm-hmm.
they're very anti-China. Off the wall anti-China.
I remember.
And Trump's certainly has the same kind of feelings there. He's espoused over the years. But on Christmas Eve, actually the day after Christmas, but on Christmas Eve, there was a story that Trump was considering firing Jerome Powell from the Fed. And the stock market in that short day, it was about a three-hour trading day, the stocks went down 700 points. Day after Christmas, suddenly, Trump tweets out, Fed's doing a great job. And of course, the stocks went back up.
Yeah.
So it tells me he is going to be pretty sensitive to the markets.
Okay.
And by being sensitive to the market, there's just no way around it. I mean, trade deal good, no trade deal bad.
Right. And he's got to know this too, right?
Oh, yeah. He does know. He might not have thought that for a while.
Right.
He thought he could finesse his way through it all. But we're going to have a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, March 1 is the deadline to have the other tariffs go in, but that could be extended if we're making some good progress.
Mm-hmm.
Worst of all cases, of course, it just ends there and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, who knows what the heck happens next.
No, right. Yeah, I was about to ask you, what's the next scenario if that happens?
The next one would be really bad. So it really hurt the California economy severely if we did have a trade war.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a little damage here and there. The ports had great business, most of the latter part of last year, or actually from mid-year on, because businesses were trying to get ahead of any tariffs. And that's going to take away a little bit from this coming year,
right?
Because the inventories are higher, and should the trade war come, then the trade situation gets really bad, and it's really a hit to a lot of Southern California businesses. Silicon Valley is going to get hit, but then it's going to impact business spending. So yeah, it could really snowball into something pretty significant.
Well, let's keep our glass half full optimism hats on. No doubt. Hey, but there was some other good news. I guess, was this in the third quarter as well? 616,000 consumers became new credit union members throughout California, Nevada. Is that the year or the third quarter?
That must have been the year. I can't remember the numbers exactly, but that had to be for the year.
But it's still pretty darn good. So.
Oh, yeah. It was probably year over year.
Okay. And then total membership is 12 million. So that's pretty significant for our neck of the woods here. So what's the big picture? Because I remember the last few times we've been talking potential slowdown, recession, and since then I've seen more and more stories in the trades about, hey, how to prepare your credit union for an oncoming recession. It won't be as bad as 2008. That was colossal, but it might be a check, you know? So what's on your crystal ball, if there is one?
Well, yeah, I wish I had one. Well, as you might have gathered from talking to me a few times last year, I think we're running out of steam with or without a trade deal. We get a trade deal that's good.
Right.
We'll get, a little sugar high in the stock market. That'll encourage a little business spending. But I really think we're just kind of running out of juice here. The tax thing that was last year, and actually more, is really the year before when business is spent in anticipation of this tax break. So I don't think they have a lot to do unless there's a significant increase in consumer spending.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just no evidence. Consumer spending is nice and steady. Car sales are nice and steady.
Yeah.
But they're not moving up anymore. Everything's just at a good, comfortable
place. We're just at a plateau.
So I feel like we're just kind of kind of on a little treadmill situation right now, and then trying to decide when to get off or turn up the speed.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it would be kind of slowing down more significantly in the second half of the year. I really think by the end of this year, the stock market is probably going to be making us feel recession-y. Maybe I'm all wrong. I'm a stock guy. But I think they're going to start factoring in things are going to be slow, or are slowing down, and will continue to be, and there's really nothing left to boost us.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it doesn't have to be a fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
It could make it a fiasco if it really
wants. True.
That's true. But if we have a recession, and maybe it's something similar to the 2000 to 2001 experience.
Yeah.
Where stocks and business was fine for a long time, even when stocks first started going down. But then it all caught up.
Right.
But it turned out to be a short recession. And, unemployment, the peak in unemployment back then during that recession, if you want to call it that now, compared to what the last one went through, was 6%. It was the peak unemployment. So if we could maneuver through something like that, that would be great. That would be a great outcome. I mean, of course, the better outcome is that we don't have one at all.
Exactly. I opt for that one.
Yeah, I'll take that.
So hypothetically, what do credit unions, I'm going to bring it back to the credit unions, what can they do in the meantime to either prepare for it or how would it affect them?
Well, a lot of it's going to come down, I think, when you get down to it, because their earnings will go down. I mean, that's just what they do.
Right.
Or they will stop growing or whatever, but so they've got to make sure that, I don't want to say go into cost control measure now, but
right.
have your plans on how you're going to control costs going forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's really kind of the number one thing. The other one is to make sure they've got a good balance on the liquidity side. They've got enough liquidity, but they also have enough on the loan side to kind of carry them through some lean times without getting too far over their skis on the lending side.
Gotcha.
But you look at the national levels of the loan deposit ratios, we're getting back to like peak levels before they typically start pulling back.
Mm-hmm.
Look at some longer term charts. So, it kind of goes along with the theme that maybe looking at things going a little south. But the trouble is you'd say, okay, we'll just go buy a bunch of longer-term treasuries or bonds and that sort of thing. The only problem is, yeah, that's usually the right strategy. But this time, because we're going to be, even without being a recession, we're issuing just enormous amounts of debt. Meantime, some of the big buyers, number one, the Fed, they're not buying anymore.
Right.
We don't know if, you know, Trump wins the trade war, our trade balance goes down, and that means there's less dollars out there to come back from central banks to buy our treasuries. So those buyers go away. So you could have a situation where things are slowing down because so much issuance of treasuries, it pushes rates higher.
Mm-hmm.
That's the risk of getting, you know, too much into, oh, let's all go as long as bonds.
Mm-hmm.
So no easy answers, in other words.
Right. Well, and speaking of rates, what do you forecast? How many times will they raise the rates this year? Another two or three times?
Zero.
Zero?
Yeah, I think they're about at the end of the year.
Oh, they're set now?
Yeah. I told you I'm kind of negative on the economy. So, no, I think, I thought this last year. I really think the only reason they even raise rates in December is because they've been talking about raising them in December forever.
Right.
Since September, they've been talking about raising them. And then there was also, Trump was really, trying to browbeat them into not raising rates. So they didn't want to appear like they were caving to political pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And they also wanted to say, hey, we've been saying this all along, so let's go ahead and do this. So I think that was, I'm going to call it a mistake, because I think they should have already been at 3% in funds rate. I mean, their big mistake initially was just not going so at this point in time, and I thought along, no rate cuts this year, possible rate increase this year, and I think it's kind of slow enough that's going to warrant them thinking toward the end of the year about a rate cut. A trade war that makes things worse, then we're talking a couple rate cuts this year probably.
Yeah.
But assuming we even get a trade thing, it's going to be slow enough that they're going to be at least thinking about a rate cut this year. If I'm really wrong, which would be great. I really want to be wrong. This is one of those times. You usually want to be right in your predictions, but I don't want this to come true. But it would be certainly if inflation, took off, then that'd be a different story.
Mm-hmm.
To have a balance. Economy slowing, inflation going up. But that doesn't seem like a big risk.
Well, it sounds like a lot of things are hinging on the trade.
Yeah, certainly in the short term.
So, the short term.
I don't think it's... I mean, it's important for the long, long-term future,
right,
the health of the U.S. economy, global economy, period.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's kind of forgotten, we're hurting China, their economy's going down. Well, guess what? China's not that much smaller of an economy than we are. Anymore.
Exactly. That'll affect the whole world, for sure.
Absolutely.
Goodness, Dwight. All right. This is why I love talking to you, because I learn so much, and it's almost kind of fun to talk about, even though it's our lives. But it's kind of fun to just get your crystal ball out and go, gosh, if this happens, this will happen. If that happens, that'll happen. And how's it going to affect credit unions and members and consumers, all that type of stuff. So I really enjoy these talks. So I appreciate you taking time out. And we'll check in again next quarter. It'd be fun.
You bet.
All right. Thanks again, Dwight. Appreciate the time.
Yep.